Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And?
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Diamonds Direct has done it again. This month only, get ready for an offer you can't resist. Buy a natural diamond engagement ring of 1 carat plus and receive a free natural 1 carat diamond tennis bracelet valued at $2,000. That's right, a stunning diamond tennis bracelet at no extra cost. Imagine giving her the ring of her dreams and her wedding gift all at once. So hurry into Diamonds Direct. Your chance to get a free tennis bracelet will not last long. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hi, I'm Kate Berlant.
I'm Jacqueline Novak.
And this is Poog, an ongoing conversation about wellness between two obsessive friends.
Two untamable intellects.
This is our hobby.
This is our hell.
This is our naked desire for free products.
This is Poog. Today's topics?
Loosely speaking.
Interior chamber.
Thrifting.
Forgotten fries.
Hey, welcome.
Good morning. I guess it's not quite morning, Poog, because it is just shy of 10 a.m., but that's still...
Last morning, Poog, I think, was 9:30 a.m.
Wow, you were like, right. No, it still is.
Okay, so it's, you know, it's funny, Kate. This is another morning, Poog. Okay, and yet, I don't know. We both are just more awake at this point. By this point, because I have meditated. Sorry to say.
Okay, bitch.
I meditated this morning. Get used to it.
I meditated. So it is wild that we, having not spoken, there was no common desire to begin meditation. We both independently started meditating again. This week, because again, it's always about returning to meditation, right? When never,
right, it's always,
and
yes.
I was like, I'm scared, I can't. And then I was like, Kate, 5 minutes, right? You don't have to plunge immediately into the 20-minute chamber,
right.
Like, chamber. And so being able to bite that off and go 20 minutes or 5 minutes, I was able to do it, and I did that 2 days in a row. Skipped yesterday, of course, and I haven't today, so I'm back in hell, and my adrenals.
You said 20-minute chamber. You said 20-minute chamber, and I was like, oh. Again, immediately I was like, oh my God, 20 minutes is a room with 4 5-minute walls. Okay. So picture a square room and the meditation is like slowly moving your way around the perimeter with your face stuffed against the blank wall.
Wait, how many minutes are you doing? What's your chamber?
I'm doing 20.
Unguided?
Unguided.
Love,
but with a seed. I mean, guided is, you know, how I go to sleep every night. Okay, I swim with the dolphins. I meet Merlin. Literally one of my favorite meditations is guided, is meeting Merlin. It's called Meet Merlin.
Who's Merlin?
And it takes you on a journey to a mountaintop, and there's a...
Oh, the wizard?
Yeah, yeah. And then there's a unicorn there, okay?
Unicorn imagery for me, I...
No, I know, but okay, Kate, sorry, let me believe me, I know, okay? I would hope, okay, that you know that just unicorn imagery is
I'm sorry, I'm beyond, okay?
No, but there is a unicorn in this, okay? And it's part of it, and you have to take it on a symbolic level, all right?
Okay.
But anyway, always. The unicorn has a horn. What if I was like,
yeah.
What if I never knew this? And I was like, so this unicorn had a single horn.
Yeah.
And I've never seen that.
Right.
Is that a unique feature? Okay. Yeah. So anyway, so it has the unicorn. Okay. And it glows. Oh, it glows. Okay. Ooh. And it's this thing where it touches you right in the center of the forehead, the third eye.
I need this.
It touches you with its glowing horn. And I allow myself to use the imagery that I have, which is like almost like a little bit of a My Little Pony kind of like coloration. Like I basically, because I get disturbed picturing it like, I don't know. Anyway, I picture kind of like a glowing, even with like glitter on it.
Yeah, I'm picturing a teal glow.
Well, that's beautiful for the sixth chakra, you know, the
really?
Or what is it? Indigo.
I'm like,
wait, I'm sorry. I got distracted about Merlin. Take me back.
Okay, sorry. Okay.
Okay, but anyway, it's lovely and I love it and it's fantastic. But no, proper gruesome meditation. Seedless. Well, actually, no, because meditation without seed or whatever. This,
wait,
there
what
is a seed because it's a seed sound. Okay. I do have a mantra.
Me too, sweetie.
Sorry. Okay.
I love my mantra.
Did you get yours for free? I don't mean that in a rude way.
No, I had to pay for mine.
No, that's what I
thought. So I did a TM ceremony. It wasn't with the proper TM. It was an offshoot. It was someone who had defected. Jesus.
Yeah.
It was somebody who had defected from TM and was like,
I feel like you said tea ceremony. Like you said TM ceremony because tea ceremonies in your head.
No, I did do this. No, there was a ceremony where I had to bring him. I had to bring him cash.
Okay. Sorry. What?
I brought him figs and cash to like Woodland
Hills.
The figs
were not requested or they requested a special gift.
No, it was like bring 4 pieces of sweet fruit and like.
Ew.
And cold hard cash.
I'm repulsed.
No, listen, I was a little bit like, okay. But then it was great. It was a week. He like taught me for a week. And there was a period where I was doing 20 minutes twice a day, like a goddamn monk. Of course, no difference in my life was noted. And then I naturally fell off, never returned. And then it was in the beginning of pandemic, as everyone knows, my sacred morning. I was recommitting to 20 minutes.
Right, of course.
Once a day. And now I'm just saying, you know what? 5 minutes if you can. Go with God. Just do it. And
I have an idea that I thought of this morning, actually, because I'm up and at 'em, and so I'm optimizing. Well, this was the problem. Today, I probably said my mantra like, you know, 24 times during the 20 minutes.
Have you ever told anyone your mantra?
Never.
Never. Okay. I just want to confirm.
Yeah, you can't. You can't. Okay?
I remember he told me my mantra, and then the next day I was worried that I had forgotten it or that I was mispronouncing it. And he was like, whisper it in my ear as quietly as you can.
Right.
And I have this, and I like went over to him and I was like, you know, whispered it. And he was like, yeah, that's it.
Imagine like someone who's so like anxious about like fearing, like almost like OCD need to say their mantra out loud. And so like, but you're not supposed to. The only person you can say it to is the person who gave it to you. And so like, they're like at their house nightly. Like they're like, I need it for 10 minutes, please. And they scream the mantra at them and then like they can go home and relax.
I mean, the idea of the mantra,
just a little scene I imagined.
I love that scene. But even the fact that you're not supposed to say it out loud at all, right? You're not supposed to write it down. You're not supposed to say it out loud. There is something really, I appreciate that level of holiness.
No, it's nice to have something. It's nice to have something that
something
you respect. Something
in this godless world.
It's something, okay, that has ritual around it, that has it. Yeah, you know, no, it's thrilling. It's weird. It's like, yeah, it's weird to know. But wait, there's something I was dying to say about, but your 5 minutes. So I was thinking about this morning because my alarm went off on my meds, thanks to listeners getting me on time caps, okay? My alarm went off and I was like, oh, yeah, okay, and we're at the right time. And so I went over and I took it. And then I was like, and I also have Alexa, sorry again, okay? But I have Alexa remind me to drink water at noon, okay? Because I never think about it and sometimes still miss that. So I get drink water at noon. I added in his little gag, kiss Mabel at 3. Alexa tells me to kiss Mabel. Now, obviously, I've been kissing Mabel, my cat, all day long anyway.
Yes.
But it's sort of a little gag
that's
in the home.
That's fun for and the family.
And then I was like, okay, what if I became a slave to a series of alarms? Okay. How fabulous that would be. Okay. So for example, for you, you would have something, you'd set up a timer. Now, I wonder if there's a way to almost like randomize it, but whatever. You set a timer, okay, that just goes off. And wherever the fuck you are, whatever you're doing, you just drop to your knees, okay?
And pray, yeah.
And you meditate for 5. Do you see what I'm saying?
No, I think there's something there.
To give up the, I mean, this is why people have habits, I suppose, okay, is that they can lean on them without thinking, right? So it's like,
oh, wow.
It's like, okay, if you always meditate at 10, then you're sort of a slave to that in a good way, right? You just give yourself over. But I feel like my life could benefit from drop and give me 20 kind of vibes. Okay. Like
that's so like,
boom,
I get,
like,
I know
no time to warm up, no time to convince myself, oh, I should exercise or should whatever, but just, and for some reason, I almost feel like the randomness of the times would help.
I think that that's an interesting idea. I think you're onto something. Tell me if this is related to this idea, because how hard it is to do. Okay. So I've been practicing these like micro moments of doing something I don't want to do. For example, I forgot who, somebody once told me, they're like, you know, in the productivity tips or whatever, like, yes, if something can be finished in under a minute, just do it now.
Meaning, I told you, and it was under 2 minutes, because it's a
really
classic GTD principle.
Oh my God. I didn't know. And even that, because I will push off. It's like, oh, I'll cook. And then I'm like, oh, here, I'm holding this big dirty dish. I'm like, I'll do it later. You know, do it now.
Right.
So like yesterday, I was raging yesterday.
Huge.
Raging yesterday. Again, the PMS continues, the phantom PMS.
Except I realized mine's real. I got an alert.
Oh my God.
I got an alert.
I think I'm still like a week away. My tits are huge. I'm raging. No, but like,
you experience breast pain.
Yes. That's how I always know, because
that's how I know too.
I grab
from the side, like I poke.
And I'm like,
yeah, it's coming, boys. Yeah, yeah. These milk.
No, your milkers.
I know.
I wish I constantly had the milk bags I have when I'm about to get my period. But I was
swollen.
Raging around the house. I was feeling really overwhelmed. I was angry. And then I was like, when I'm in that state, I'll like be like, you fucking idiot. Like I really like talk to myself like in that way. Or I slam things. It's like when you're in that rage state and like maybe like a cap flies off a bottle, it's like,
oh,
you're about
yeah.
ready to literally, it's like something small kind of rolls across the table and like falls on the floor and you're like, cool, well, it's completely, which is why, again,
like
we're not getting into the gun
thing.
Debate, but that's why guns shouldn't be available, because I'm like,
right.
in that moment, the cap flies off.
Have you
off,
heard of rage?
Has anyone ever heard of rage? Like,
yeah,
it's
anyone
like,
ever
has
heard
anyone
of,
heard
of boiling
of
rage?
Being completely overwhelmed by rage. So,
and literally looking around for a means of destruction to relieve it. Because that's why punching a pillow isn't satisfying.
Yeah.
The pillow soft catches it. I want to punch my hand through a wall.
Yeah.
I want to feel pain.
Yeah.
Okay. I want something I love to be destroyed.
I did something. I'm actually not proud of this. I actually slapped my own cheek. I did like I slapped myself in the face yesterday.
You don't have to be. You don't
I'm
have
not
to
ashamed.
Be.
It was fine. But then, and then, by the way, and even as I did it right after, I was like, that's a little over the top. But
no, completely.
But I was doing a couple of these little things of like, I was like, because I was raging, right? And I was like, I don't want to do the dishes. And there weren't that many.
Right,
and I was
right.
like, just do them, bitch. And so then I did them. And then it was like kind of exciting. Like I had in a semi-rage taken a picture off the wall, like, or off like a
but
framed thing, because it was like annoying me. And I was like, no. And I took it off.
Yeah,
and
like, I'm not living with that anymore.
Yeah. And I was like, I have to put it back. And I was like, I don't want to get the chair and stand on the chair. And then I was like, you're doing it. And then I did it. And then I was like, whoa. And then I became a little bit euphoric and I started to calm down. And I was like, I don't want to meditate, because I hadn't meditated. Oh, that's what I did. So I was like, I can't bring myself to meditate. So you know what I did? I went outside. I sat in the chair. I just did like deep breathing for like 10 seconds.
The comedy, because I just like, I can't explain it. The comedy of you suffering alone is very funny in this way. Like if I just had a video, because you're like so not alone. You're very like bring people in, call a friend, whatever. So you're just like stewing and sort of marching out to your deck and sitting
it's
there
good for
with a steely face, with a steely face.
Steel.
Like, I don't know why I can picture you. There's a comedy to you sitting there. But wait, I'm dying to go back. Wait, hold on. About the rage and the destroying something. Oh, but they're like, I don't want to. Okay, you're like, I should do the dishes, but I don't want to do the dishes, right?
Yeah, do
and
it.
And it's truly like, we have no middle way, okay? And this is, and I'm not going to go deep into my young book, okay? But this idea of the Medusa and the Athena or whatever, okay, these extremes, that live in us, and that's not the realm of people, okay? Mm. But the point is, where's the human, okay? We don't live in the realm of the gods, okay? And yeah. we shouldn't.
Right.
But we all do, like, we do we it in this way them. That keeps us, we animate them from, like, monster who's like, you fucking bitch, why can't you clean up, you piece of shit? You know what I mean? Like, or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay? And then, like, oh, I don't want to, I'm a woman of pleasure. Okay? Like, these extreme sort of characters that we, like, let war within us and yeah. swing back and forth because... The central, the third way, the middle way, whatever, sounds like a bore. A healthy ego deciding like gently being like, you know, saying no to either God, essentially, to either extreme.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's also.
It sounds joyless. No, it sounds joyless.
And doesn't Jung say, like, I think neurosis is a scorned God.
Ugh.
And also this idea of like, you have to live.
Brilliant.
I love the way he talks about like, the little people, meaning like inside you are all these, there are all these dramas constantly unraveling within yourself. And like,
yes.
they have lives of their own and they have relationships of their own, like separate from you.
Oh my God.
And it's like really beautiful to be like, there's a thief yeah. in you who's running away from, you know, it's like there's all these like constant.
A thief in you.
But he calls them little people.
Amazing.
It's so sweet to think of these like little.
That is sweet. Makes
the small archetypes constantly.
The small archetype, this is huge. No, because the small archetype, I'm like, okay, does that give you a feeling of like, you know, gentle, loving curiosity towards them? You know what I'm saying? Because you're imagining them as like, as small versus I tend to picture the archetype as like outside of me, huge and like rolling through me because I think of it as like a giant yeah. god, and because it's collective, I make it larger, even though of course the collective can
now
you know,
I think
can
it
be
was like a little puppet show
small,
you know, those like yeah. things where it's like
a little puppet show in the
like,
chest,
it's in my chest,
yeah,
and like, you know, did you ever have as a kid, oh, here comes a childhood memory, it's coming to the surface,
it's coming,
did
folks.
You ever have that little thing where it's a magnet and you hold the magnet underneath and then there's a little pawn, oh, I'm sorry, like a little figure with a magnet on the bottom, and then it sets down on the stage
and you move
have
it from below
and you move it from below.
Well,
I'm like, was I raised in the 16th century? Like, the
no.
fact that I had that toy.
Well,
and that now, you know.
No, sorry. I'm just, I
now children have
breaking,
TikTok filters.
Breaking news. Yeah. I never had one as a child. But what was I searching for on eBay mere 3 weeks
no,
ago?
No, stop. That?
A variety of puppet theaters, including that.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay. I want them for my home. I wanted them for my own creative reasons. I want to work with puppets. I've always been drawn to them. Okay.
It's time.
Okay.
Yeah.
For myself, if nothing else. But I mean, certainly just for myself. Right. But then I started to have fantasies of being a collector of vintage puppet theater, okay? And I was imagining people coming over to my house. No one comes to my house, right? I was imagining just like in life, right? Like oh, that when company's over, okay, they kind of like happen upon, oh, what are those? Those are some interesting.
Oh.
Like, oh right. In my spare time, I'm actually a scholar of ancient puppetry. Wouldn't that be so cool?
I think
cool,
that's
though,
great to aspire to.
And, I want it so bad. Everyone would be so jealous they hadn't come up with a hobby sooner.
Oh, scurrying over to your little puppet area and then pleasing
the
crowd.
And I get those lights from IKEA, you know, the kind that highlight art.
You mean just track lighting?
No. Oh, good genius, Kate. Okay. Okay. Yes, I know. I realize now that's what track lighting can do. You angle it at the art. But I mean like those absurd sort of gold or brass, like, literally, they'll hang it like in a home.
Yeah,
I imagine
sure.
like a fancy
sconce.
Home. They hang it
no, of
above.
Course.
It
feels
the
very
art.
Republican. Yeah,
yeah. No, it's deeply Republican, which is why I want like the sex art beneath it. Do you
yeah.
see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like you know, like bring in the brass, steal the brass from the conservative home.
Oh my God! Yeah, brass. I could never. I've tried to repurpose brass, and
right.
it still doesn't work. I had to. By the way, everyone, you might want to know my lamp, my world of lamps.
Oh, wow. Wait, did you get rid of it, by the way?
Okay, listen.
Did you send it to a friend?
I'm getting overwhelmed. No, listen. Okay, sorry. I keep saying listen. I can't. It's too much flooding me. Listen. Okay, I did it again. There were two lamps in my home that I hated more than anything, okay?
Yes.
And one of them had a brass base. I bought it in a state of emergency where I was like, any lamp will do, you know, and I
yeah,
bought
of
it.
Of course.
You're it
like,
was brass.
You're like brass. It's a classic.
Yeah, yeah. It felt awful. I felt it just, every day I looked at it, get out. And then I was going to sell it or put it, you know, somewhere, give it away. And my mother was like, bring the lamps to my house and we all use them. So I packed them up, took them to her. I'm losing the story. Where was I going? Oh, well, then
the bamboo one?
Well, I'll just say briefly, the bamboo lamp, which if anyone is following on Instagram, that I bought for $50, a blessed Poog listener.
They've been begging. They've been begging for pictures. We post them, they beg again.
It's highlighted in the stories,
it's highlighted
folks.
Now, folks. We will not accept any more emails or calls.
And I'll just say that my exact lamp, and again, there were two available for purchase. I bought one. The other one was purchased and is currently being sold at a local furniture store for, hold the phone, folks, or I hope you're sitting down, rather, $1,800. I repeat, $1,800 it's being sold for. It's the identical lamp. And then the same
lamp.
Wait,
you believe that? Wait, this is funny. You're sure that there were two available on OfferUp, right? And you bought one. You believe the furniture store bought the other? You don't think there's a third?
There's
no
doubt.
There's 20
in my heart.
Floating around.
There's no doubt in my heart because
well,
it's identical.
Believe me to say, that's how they get their stuff. Do not. I'm not confused. I don't think they're direct from an estate.
It's the identical lamp, and to me, there were two available, and I'm just like, oh, and then I buy it. This person buys it, and then. That's the same week, and then boom, it's up at the store. Do you know, it just feels too.
No, I have a lot to say here.
Okay.
You know, Council Thrift, the ladies' council.
Okay. Oh, sure,
we're gonna have to go to break in a minute, but Council Thrift, you know, they're in LA, whatever.
Yeah.
I've run into shop owners, okay, from high end sort of vintage places in the ladies' council.
That you know, you have facial recognition. You know them.
Oh yes, and and they recognized me. Okay,
oh, fabulous.
And even said the moment I saw them in the council thrift. Okay, they just go, well, you found out my secret.
Oh,
because they go to the ladies' council or the because it's the New York or no New York the Jewish Women's Council.
I once got the most unbelievable coat there. And all it was this incredible thing where all the women swarmed around me and they were like, oh my God. And I'll never forget this one goes, do you work in PR? And I was like, no. And
wait,
it was this.
Why the hell was that her question?
By the way, oh, and here comes the panic. Where the fuck is it? Okay, folks.
Oh no.
Satin, like floor length with a train, like a psychotic costume piece. And, right. And inside the pocket was a Bergdorf Goodman tag. That said $2,400. I repeat, $2,400. And by the way, this is $2,400 from 1994.
I know.
And this was a completely perfect, and I bought it for like, I'd say $150 because I was like, this is going to give birth to a new era for me. Where is it? I'm spiraling into non-meaning. I'll find it somehow.
No, right. And it was at 150. It's interesting because that's like, obviously that's a decent sized expenditure in the context of thrift. We may have to go into thrift further after the break.
Yeah.
And I hate to be the time hound. What am I? I'm the bastard. Okay. Now I'm back to that room. Okay. It's a different thing. It's another form of 20 minutes is the first act of Poog. Do you see it's another form, but it's a room in which we like rage joyfully. All right, so off you go, fucks.
I always forget. We can come right back. Tell me we can come right back. We can come right back.
Okay, let's just get right back in.
Okay,
right?
And.
Want to know one of my favorite sounds? Here it is.
That's the sound I hear when I'm learning a new language with Babbel.
And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds, too.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching.
So you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world.
Babbel is convenient. Kate and I talk about it all the time.
Love the way Babbel helps you for those quick real-world interactions.
Like how to order food or ask for directions. How to have a decent conversation with a merchant.
And who doesn't want to go on vacation? I know the language.
Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners.
Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/poog. Get 60% off at babbel.com/poog.
Spelled BABBEL.com/poog. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Thinking of popping the question? Diamonds Direct has an offer you can't miss. This month only, buy a natural diamond engagement ring of 1 carat plus and receive a free natural 1 carat diamond tennis bracelet valued at $2,000. Imagine giving her the ring of her dreams and her wedding gift all at once. No one provides education, selection, and value like Diamonds Direct. Your chance to get a free tennis bracelet from your friends at Diamonds Direct won't last long. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
We're back.
Let's talk about thrift shop or any of that for 1 second, because here's all I want to say. Can you do it with a friend?
Yes.
Can you go into a thrift shop where there's only, or a vintage shop, high end, low end, right?
Yeah. Yes, you friend, can.
Where
you
there's
can.
Unique only items.
Listen, I actually had, so I usually, I went to an outdoor flea market, as they all are.
Right.
And I'm usually seized by mania at such an event. And I'm like, I need to buy six things or I'll die, you know, or I need to find the signature piece for my home. And it was really liberating to walk around, spend an hour there, not buy a single thing, barely be drawn to anything. Because normally,
I once heard a story about the Shangri-La diet. Sorry, it's a leap, but it's a lateral. It's connected about walking around being not feeling drawn to purchase. Okay. I once read, this is one of my like Poog-esque things years and years ago. I've mentioned this, the Shangri-La diet that I read about. It was called Shangri-La because you're supposed to like, you reach a kind of nirvana or whatever. Okay. Yeah. And it was like, and it was, I've told you this, it's you, there's a couple things you do. You basically, the idea was, I'll give you the sale that was relevant to what you were just saying, which was someone said that once being on the Shangri-La diet, okay, they walked through a supermarket, they walked through a grocery store, and they felt like they were in a museum.
Oh my God.
Okay. They felt like they were, okay. They felt like they were in a museum. There was nothing, there was no, you know, which maybe some people go, I mean, yeah, sure. What do you even mean by that? And what I mean by that is that you're not walking around literally just like, to me, walking around a supermarket is just shelves and shelves of tempters and temptresses. Okay. Uh-huh, like reaching out at me with their limbs and their tentacles. Okay. Trying to like pull me in at every stage. I am beneath, I am at the mercy of, you know, the foods. Okay. Right. And this person, I felt immense fellowship with them. Okay. And then the other example they gave, and this I loved, it really made me, it gave me joy. They described how once being on the Shangri-La diet, they brought like a burger and fries back to work, you know, for lunch. They brought it. They sat down at their desk. They started working. They're eating. They start working. And they go, and I forgot about my fries. Like I looked over.
Yeah.
I looked over an hour later or whatever. Okay. And there were still fries left. And the person just goes, this is all in a forum, by the way. The person just goes, I've never forgotten about my fries. And I was like, I'm giving it an very specific dramatic intonation, and it was in text, but it was like any version. I mean, but yeah, to me, it's like no matter how you read it, it stands, it holds. Okay. Cause it's just, I've never forgotten my friends. And I was like, well, yeah, exactly. Like, I've never forgotten about my fries. Like, and so I was like, I'm intrigued. I don't even know what they're referring to. This is a very different relationship to food. But the Shangri-La diet is completely outrageous. You a couple things you do. You take in flavorless calories, okay?
Oh, God.
Because what your body does then, this is another one of these cavemen models, okay? The body, oh, fuck. I can't even remember how it works. It doesn't matter. But the point is, you pin your nose closed so you don't get, you pin your nose closed while you eat so you don't experience flavor, okay?
Oh, this is devastating.
And the body experiences that as like hard times or something. I forget what it is, okay? And then you drink extra virgin olive oil, the most refined, the one with absolutely no flavor. You take like a shot of that with like 2 hours on either side before your meals.
And you self-flagellate for 45 minutes.
Yeah, then you, oh wait, I wanted to come back to meditation, but the reason I said this was because walking around a thrift store without desire, experiencing a place where you used to experience desire, experiencing none is like, you almost feel like a god. You feel like you've transcended. Anyway, that's for me to not feel the gnawing want and the panic. Like, I go shopping with a friend in one of those environments, okay? It's like, well, it depends. You can go with a friend who has completely different style, but then, so you're not competing for the same items, okay? You're not gasping at the same coat, running towards it, checking the size and deciding who it's more likely to fit, or whatever. Yeah. Okay, and then like, but I remember being really, but I'm like, who wants to shop based on their style in that sense, right? I go to a store to see possibilities, okay? Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. I go into a store and I go, oh, well, that's not something you'd wear. How do you know? Okay.
Right.
Maybe that's why I'm here today, to discover the new look. So like I remember a friend being like, it's that whole like for you thing. Like a friend being like, well, like I just don't wear anything with a flower on it. Like, no, it was like flower, like florals. Like it was like a realization. Like, oh my God, you're right. I've never seen you in a floral.
Do you know, you once discussed how it's like insulting when someone says like, oh yeah, that's good for you or something.
Oh yeah.
Because I've rudely said to my mother so many times. So I'm like, because my sweet mother, God bless her, but she'll be like, look at this like dress or something,
right?
I'm
like, do you like this?
No. And I'm like, I like it for you. Yeah. And
you're like, cool. So like with my friend with the florals, I don't wear florals, but I could see you liking it, you with your florals.
Yeah,
you 1700s floral lover common woman. Wait, but there was something about meditation I was dying to say that was related to all this.
Yeah, meditation of like letting things, meditation is supposed to let thoughts float by, notice them, right? And go, oh, similarly, clouds, you're floating the clouds, through the clouds, thrift store. You're going, oh, look, a chair. Oh, look, a lamp. You're like not clinging.
Without
you're
desire
not grasping.
Being activated.
You're not grasping. You're just letting it pass, which sounds great. And
no,
there
grasping.
Is, yeah.
Causes 11s, okay?
I'm trying to grasp a lot less.
Okay, I realize that grasping with my head, my head is another set of hands. My mind is another set of hands, okay? And there's a lot of things and I realized some of that. I grasped with my head, trying to hold something with my head and understand it and work through it and save myself through thinking, right? And then I furrow the brow and then I get the 11s. Do you see what I'm saying? Frownies, which I'm getting you into, frownies support the act of non-mental grasping.
Wow.
And I have collapsed the wellness industrial complex. Okay.
In a sheer
all
moment.
Product is.
I think I was doing a lot of scowling in my sleep last night. I was having some like disturbing dreams.
Really?
Yeah. And I like woke up at one point and I was like, God, dreams, not to. Here I go. Dreams are crazy.
Dreams are crazy.
It's truly what I was going to say. But like, they are.
They are, and
but
I'm not done talking about
them.
Truly
transported somewhere, and I woke up like upset, and that thing of when something's happened in your dream, it's upsetting, it and you're seized by it, and it feels completely real. And then I had the cartoon thing happen this morning of the alarm going off in the dream, and like hitting snooze, like it's a 90s movie, And I was and then I woke up, and it was really happening. But I was scowling. I felt myself scowling. So that's a terrifying realization, scowling in the sleep. imagine hours.
Well, that's why I'm trying to sleep with frownies all over my face. Placidity on the face shall send messages back to the brain to experience.
I want a frownie.
Not that placidity interests me. Let's get real.
How much are you reusing a frownie?
Well, I've gotten to the point where I wear it during the day and I like wear it out. Okay. No, that's because I have my, and I wear it out. No, I barely go anywhere at this time in my life. Okay.
Yeah, when
out onto the
veranda,
the front, out onto the veranda, out onto the balcony where I could be seen, or like on a walk. What am I here? I'm not here to present myself as a fashion plate.
Yes.
Out on a walk. And I have my signature visor. I'm waiting to be recognized for it, of course.
Oh, okay. My God.
Given that I've posted it a single time on Poog, I expect to be recognized at every corner. Okay. With my nondescript but extreme visor. So the visor kind of covers the frownie. The visor covers the frownie a bit, so they can't really see it.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
And then I've got a face mask.
Listen, I want to break in and say,
yes,
I want to break in and say, because Jacqueline, you sent me a photo of yourself with the visor frowny and your cabrini. I'm laughing thinking about it. It brought me so. I want to make it the background of my phone.
You were like, it's funny, posted on Poog. And I was like, literally, what's funny?
it's completely, and the fact that you can't see why it's funny, we're posting it on Poog. Okay, but continue.
Well, also, let me say it this way. You sent me a photo the other day and I merely responded, ha ha. Okay, just because. I don't know why it made me laugh. Like, and it was sort of the same thing. It was just like you in like sunglasses or in a hat. Do you remember? You were like, what's funny? So we'll post both. We'll post both.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you were like that.
Yeah.
And
it's not even like I think the hat's funny. It's like there's something about seriousness in a hat. Okay. Well, to be like in a sun hat and shades, like grimacing. That's kind of the you I'm picturing on the.
My angry.
I'm also wearing my own merch, I think, in that photo, which, you know, I always do because those are the sweatshirts I have
me
lying around.
Me stomping around. Anger, there is something about anger in me. You know, when I first went to therapy as a child, as a very young child.
Oh my God.
I was like 4 or something, and I went to go see a therapist because I was, to quote my mother, angry.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my God. An angry 4-year-old? An angry 4-year-old.
I was like really angry.
Like she felt more than other 4-year-olds.
Yeah, or something. Like I had a lot of anger. And it wasn't that I was throwing tantrums or anything. I was just like, I think I had this like solemn anger, which is crazy to imagine in myself.
I mean, if I were your mother, I would have been digging for past life info, of course.
Yeah.
You know, I would have been going, well, could this be left over from your unvanquished murder? Or
and
whatever?
I swear to God, I have the memory of the therapist's office at that, because therapy for kids at that age, it's like really toy based, right? And you like watch how the kids interact with the toys, then you learn. And there was a dog. There was a stuffed animal of a dog where you could bring the lips up and show the dog's angry teeth, or you could bring the lips down, and then the dog would be, neutral. And I was always making the dog like, really
angry. Of course you were.
But then
sublime hideousness.
But then also it's like the comedy of those kinds of interpretations being incorrect by a therapist. Like,
oh,
I'll just say quickly the anecdote. Totally. A dear friend of mine talks about she went to a therapist when she was very, very young as her parents were divorcing or something. And it was like, draw a picture of your family. And she drew a tree with a big hole in it, right? Which is like where the owl lives. And the therapist was like, why is there a hole in the tree? And he was like, that's where the owl lives, bitch. And she's like, don't you think that hole is about, you know, and it's like, no, I understand that too.
No, that's where the vibrant owl lives.
The hole in the tree is like a very.
Oh, I have a lot to say about this. Yeah. No, the therapist's cheese ball interpretation of something that isn't the thing.
Like reading the textbook or like, you know, so entrenched in their own training that it's like the hole. Yeah. Seeing the hole in the tree.
I have a perfect example, or maybe not perfect. Well, there's a couple things. One,
I want to say something I read.
We have Ani DiFranco. Okay.
Okay.
I was 4 years old. They tried to test my IQ. They showed me a picture of 3 oranges and a pear and asked me which one is different and does not belong. It taught me different is wrong.
Oh, wow. I always forget your deep DiFranco.
I know. And I can't believe I haven't even dropped a single lyric, considering my entire identity, my entire mind is based on concepts introduced to me via the lyrics of by Ani, you know, through
Ani,
et cetera.
I've never heard a single note of a song.
No. Yeah. I want to. Yes. Let's talk
right,
about
right,
this.
Right. So it's like there I was. I was playing with this dog toy, and the only thing that you can that's malleable on this dog toy is the scowl that you either produce or disappear. Right.
Right?
So it's like, no, of course I was doing that. I was making the dog angry.
No, it's like giving you a squeeze ball and you squoze the ball.
Yeah.
Squoze?
Yeah.
I don't know why it says squoze. Okay. You squeeze ball and you squoze it.
Something that I'm not sorry to constantly be talking about James Hollis, because I am also going to write to James Hollis. Last night I was ranting about how I'm going to write James Hollis a letter because,
yes,
I'm sorry, but people are buying the books. And I have this fantasy of him, his like book rep calling him being like, we're really getting a spike in these books, baby. No, and he's like, he needs to know. And I'm going to write to him.
He needs to know his poog. Yeah. He needs to know his poog.
And again, Creating a Life, I'll post on, but the Eden Project I'm reading right now, it's absolutely blowing my mind. But he says at one point, James Hollis is like, a therapist can only take you as far as they've gone.
Okay. Yes. You know, it is a similar concept I've heard. A sex therapist can only direct you to have sex as good as they've ever had.
Right. Right.
Which of course, in one sense seems okay. I was just so excited by the connection between these two ideas that I flexed my foot and it cramped. Okay. This is constantly happening. Like my foot just cramped.
I want to
give another example of the bad.
Oh my God. Wait, can I just say that? Yes. I just remembered the middle of the night, I fell asleep on my arm and I woke up and my arm was completely numb and I was like, I was biting my hand.
To wake it up?
I was biting my own hand and moaning like a child, like,
No.
Because it's so scary. The numbness of the full arm. And then
okay,
I fell asleep.
I had a numb leg yesterday and I courageously, you know, it was post-meditation actually, you know, because I got too fancy and I folded it under myself. And then I had to wake it up and I was so afraid it was going to get to that point where where it's the full vibration. It's not pins and needles. Pins and needles are fine. It feels like
blood,
like when you touch your leg, it's like tickles where I try to, I don't want to wake it up because the pain is like, not the pain, the feeling is like tickling me to extreme. It's like it's strumming a guitar string in my leg.
Whoa.
And it vibrates the whole thing. And it's like, I can't move. And it's I don't know. I hear people talk about pins and needles and I'm like, I'm not sure we're experiencing the same thing because I like can barely push through mine. I'm like, stay numb.
Yeah. No, it can be very painful.
Wait, but I'm dying to say another example. Oh, yeah. My friend. So my friend, her older sister, you know, a genius. Okay. Had some early education therapy type testing thing. And there was a thing where this was an example of like her genius and the therapist being a fool, of course. Right. It's like a little girl on a swing, right, on a swing set. And like one of her ponytail, like she's got like pigtails, but like only on one side, one pigtail, right? And they're like, what's missing in this photo? Okay. And she's like, the chain on the swing isn't actually connected to the swing. Like, so the swing would fall, you know, like, okay. And they were like, no, she only has one pigtail.
Right,
there's supposed to be two pigtails.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like
she found a much more interesting and real answer about like what was missing. And it was like the latch that connects the chain to the
They weren't like moved by that.
They weren't like, you're a genius. I mean, in my memory, that's not the way it goes. But I always think of that damn half pigtail.
I just was flashing back to all those tests that I took.
I don't think if I've ever been misread. Oh, well, you know what? Okay. In fifth grade, they gave out this test that I now realize, or maybe kind of knew at the time, was like a screener for mental health or something, I think. Uh-huh. Okay. It was very weird. It was like one day we're taking like this emotional quiz that had come from outside the classroom. It wasn't like from our teacher. It was like they were dropped off. You know what's up. You always know something's up. Like when an administrator comes by with freshly photocopied. Okay. And it was like, okay, we take this test. And I remember sort of like finding the question stimulating, you know, almost like, what is it like inside your brain or something, you know?
Ooh, yeah.
And so like I answer honestly. And then what do I know before I know it? Okay. Me and five other kids are being asked to once a week when the other kids go to recess to instead go into the psychology room. Okay. And sit with the two school therapists. Okay. And it was kind of like, this is like a pilot program for whatever. Like they weren't like, we think you all have problems. And I don't think they necessarily thought, like, it was this weird thing where I remember almost, I don't know if I asked my parents about what was going on, but they sort of.
Whose, like, research paper was using you?
I know. It's like, in a public school, nonetheless. Okay.
Yeah.
But it was like, I remember sort of them combining the message that made it feel like simultaneously you were being selected for being gifted and simultaneously you were being selected for being mentally ill. And it wasn't kind of clear. And perhaps that's where I first interwove the two.
Yes.
And decided for the rest of my life that any of, you know, that I must suffer, whatever. So I remember being in this little group and both feeling special and denigrated or whatever. But I remember specifically they like went around and had everyone say something about themselves that like they don't think the other kids would know, or something they like, or, you know, that they've never told anyone or whatever. I think my answer was fantastic and I stand by it. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. So you think this is like a supportive like group situation? Okay. Where like surely the teacher is going to be supportive. Right. So I said that I really like watching the Weather Channel and like hoping for snow days or something. Okay. But just like I like having the Weather Channel on. That was it. It was like, yeah. I like put it on. I like having it on. Like I find it comforting or something. Right. Which is like the most normal fucking like tweet. Like it wouldn't even be a tweet. You know what I mean? Like that's not like some admission. And they were all like,
okay. Oh, no.
They all like cackled, including the psychologist, right?
No.
Is that not bizarre?
That's utterly bizarre.
Like, and I was like, I love the Weather Channel. I love having it on like in the afternoons or whatever. And like they cackle and act like, okay, well, that one was too far. You know what I'm saying? Is that bizarre?
I'm trying to wrap my head around. Do you remember any of the other children's admissions?
I feel like the other children's admissions were like even more boring than that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I actually felt like it's like hard to imagine that saying you like watching the Weather Channel is quirky. Before like a fifth grader, it's pretty quirky.
Oh, like, and again, like, I just want like, you as
I
my
actually
child.
Love.
Yeah. I have like in that story, it's like I just want to protect you.
Well, we should tell our traumas, our minor traumas and injuries that we
would
die to step in and protect
each
other. It'd be so fun.
After the break.
Micro tea sesh after the break.
Okay.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of. A degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Diamonds Direct has done it again. This month only, get ready for an offer you can't resist. Buy a natural diamond engagement ring of 1 carat plus and receive a free natural 1 carat diamond tennis bracelet valued at $2,000. That's right, a stunning diamond tennis bracelet at no extra cost. Imagine giving her the ring of her dreams and her wedding gift all at once. So hurry into Diamonds Direct. Your chance to get a free tennis bracelet will not last long. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
We're back from break. We're back from break. Here we go, baby.
Okay, we're back. I threw out the term micro tea.
Yes, I was going to. Wait, can I guess before you say
yeah.
it? I was going to say microtherapy session.
No, micro T is like a micro trauma. Like a lowercase T. So it's like,
oh, okay.
You think of these kind of big traumas, right? That people suffer. Right. And then there are these smaller traumas, right? So, oh, okay. This is actually not a micro T, but I just wanted to say that one of the first moments that I was ever aware of wellness or skin or anything about taking care of one's shell was at my 11th birthday or something. And I was sitting at a table, adults around the table, and some kids, like, I remember my aunt, some comment was made about, I was turning 11, right? And there was something about the women remarking like, oh, to be 11, and oh, look at that skin, or something about like, oh my God, the skin of a child.
Enjoy it while it lasts, and then, type of thing.
And then I don't remember which aunt it was, but I remember them kind of laughing and one of them going, well, start moisturizing now.
Exactly.
And that like went directly into me. And directly I remember, in. And I just remembered that. But okay.
No. My sister said to me once in the car, you know how your thighs like spread on a seat?
Yeah.
Okay. And I was in the middle because I was much younger. And so like my feet are up on that hump. Right. So my legs are lifted up. So my thighs are not spread. Right. I mean, they're like, they're narrow as they've ever been.
Yeah. Yeah.
My sister saying something like, enjoy it while it lasts. Like commenting on my thigh and saying, enjoy it while it lasts.
Thighs as a war zone.
I remember thinking like on the bus specifically in shorts, okay, like basically thinking that there was something wrong because like I don't know, like that I guess because it's like thighs on seats weren't shown in media. I blame media.
I mean, I do.
We were
always
just constantly fed images of
the standing thigh.
Of the standing thigh, the flexed thigh.
Yeah.
And so I was very confused by that shape of the way the knee then goes out. Like I just, it's, you know, whatever. But I remember that. I'm trying to think of other ones like that early beauty or body. Well, I think I've talked about this. The over the hill mug that was given to my mother.
Oh, no.
For like at her 40th birthday.
Oh,
It was like, there were two mugs. It was like, one said like, welcome, you know, welcome to 40 or something. Okay. And it had all these terms written on it. And it was like boils, constipation, skin tags, wrinkles, mood, whatever. Okay. And so I would read every single one.
Vile.
I would read every single one on the thing. I mean, it's almost amazing that I don't know, didn't become one of these people that's like obsessed with age in that way.
Totally.
You know what I mean? I mean, honestly, that mug, like, what is that mug? You send that into someone's home. That is so 80s and 90s, okay? To like give in to this, like, for humor to be this kind of like, well, you know how it is. These things all happen to all of us and it's shit and life is shit. You know?
It's like,
you know, it's like so like annoying and like, I'm like, it's not funny.
It's not funny. Which, by the way, I don't think we've mentioned on Poog, but Jacqueline, right? You brought
the gynecologist.
Yeah.
Office?
So when I went to my gynecologist's office, not the one I've talked about in the past, a different one. I don't want to get into it. No, that may, now I have to like, clarify. Nothing's wrong with my vagina, but okay. This is a long time ago. Not a long time ago. A year ago. Okay. Anyway, I was waiting for her, and then on the wall was a sign, was like on an old piece of driftwood or something, like a kooky sign, and it said the seven dwarves of menopause. Bitchy, cranky.
Ew.
Like,
I'm
what
dead.
Was that? I took a picture and sent it to
dying.
You, right?
Didn't I'm dead I? And dying. I can't remember because I have it so clearly in my head as a visual, but I feel like it was just, it sprang to life in my head the moment you told me about it. So I truly don't know whether I saw it or not.
No, it's, and I know, I think I sent you a picture.
I hate. See, how do you feel about like humorous signs in the dentist office or the doctor's?
No.
I mean, doctor is completely obscene. Dentists, and this is, you know what? I'm going to be ridiculous, but you want to be taken serious as a real doctor, dentist? You know, they're always bitching that no one sees them as a real doctor. When you're gifted a little cartoon about dentistry, put it in a goddamn drawer. Okay, they're always like, you can feel what's a gift that's been hung.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes,
you can feel
yes.
like, it's, you, no, and this I always picture wood, the this scene that they came in.
Seven dwarves of menopause. I'm like, yes. That was a gift or something. And also, you know, in gynecologist office, there's always the pamphlets on the wall for Latisse, for like, right. Want a new ass? Tits on the fritz? Like, whatever. Like, it's all...
Oh, the cosmetic that is... That has infiltrated.
It all goes cosmetic instantly. It's instantly cosmetic. But they really push Latisse at the gyno.
Latisse, I mean, the problem with Latisse is we'd all slap it on freely. Like, why not get more lashes, right? Without like, oh, I have a lash problem. But then there's like there's some risk, right? There's like risk of it like discoloring your eye or something. And like, and so you're just like, okay, I guess I can't have the fun of like slapping Latisse on for no reason.
I also missed, because I entered with the prompt of micro tease, and I don't want to lose that. I'm trying to think of my own.
Well, I consider, you know, that mug a micro tea. Okay. And absolutely. I don't even know how micro it is when you consider that it came
it's
in
still
daily.
With you, too.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's the real truth of the micro tea, right?
Yeah.
Is just because it's a small pinprick in the hippocampus, yeah, it's there. You know what I mean? Small weeping wounds. I sort of, I make this case in my depression book, okay, which is that like I was always searching for the big trauma, okay,
yeah,
like that caused the depression, like, right, you know, like of course you're looking for like the early and profound and heinous trauma, like praying to have repressed something that will emerge in therapy, and what a relief that'll be. Yes, and like the devastation of continually being like, I really don't think I was abused.
Yeah.
Okay. And then like every once in a while, like almost like being like, maybe I was like, like looking, because there, you know, there was always like a reaction to me, almost a like, well, something must have happened.
Right.
Something is wrong, clearly, you know, and looking for an origin, and maybe not being satisfied with like my glia cells, you know, not being resilient or whatever, right? The biochemical,
well, my
whatever.
My micro T is literally, I'm like not experiencing full adoration at all times. Like, that's like my, like,
no.
My primal wound is like,
yeah,
my
primal
is like
wound,
the
yes,
eyes leaving me for a moment. Like, no, not right, being in the direct, just for a moment, someone's eyes.
But don't you also,
moving off
here's
me
the question,
to another object.
Is that enacted drama actually what you need, right? So, like, I don't mean actually what you need for health. I mean, like, is it that that's the wound and you suffer from it? Or do you love the dance, okay, of fearing the eye leaving, keeping the eye on you, then the eye leaving,
dancing,
suffering, bringing it back? You know what I'm saying? Like, do you enjoy that dance?
Yes. Which, again, okay, it's like the idea is like what, you know, what harms us are not our wounds. It's our defenses against them, right,
exactly,
is the idea.
Much like so, Freud, the neuroses, the repression is the neuroses.
Wait.
All right, sorry.
So it's like if the eyes leave me, instead of going, oh, the eyes have left me, and here I am and no one's looking, and going,
still alive.
I'm still here. So I can maybe have
my own observation.
I can maybe
self,
have some pleasure here instead of kind of sitting in that discomfort or that whatever you want to call it. It's like, well, I better start tap dancing at a very high frequency now to get the eyes back. And so that is sort of my defense in childhood.
Just to grab them back.
Still, yeah, it's like, we'll get it back by any means necessary.
Right. And then you're banging on the door of the funny bone.
Yeah. And I think now it's like embarrassing almost to admit, but I feel like now I'm trying to experience more of like, okay, you know what? Even if no one's watching, I'm watching. Like, right, I'm watching me.
And guess what?
And
my own gaze has value.
Yeah. And also being like, oh, how interesting. Like, it kind of hit me yesterday. I was doing a quick bath, as I tend to do 4 times a day. And
yes,
I was like,
I do quick ones.
It was
too,
after I've been raging, tearing through the house. And then I hung up the picture and I washed the dish
really
and I did
something,
some deep breathing. And I was like, yeah, look at you. Like, I actually felt, I was able to be like,
you felt
good
seen?
Job. Yeah. I was able to be, it's like, it's reparenting. I was able to be like, oh, wow. Right. Like, look at you. You were really upset. You did these things. You took care of yourself. And now, look, there's time for a bath. And I was able to read for a few minutes. Okay. It was huge. But I was in the bath and I was talking to myself and I was like, or I had this moment, this feeling, which was robbed of me, or maybe something I haven't felt since I was a kid and being an only child and really feeling like, oh, no one's around or something. Like, I had this feeling of like, oh, I get to have a little private show for myself of myself. Like, I was like, I can't quite describe it, but there was this actual feeling of like, oh, even if no one else sees it, I'm seeing what I'm doing. And like,
totally,
and almost like I get to have secrets. Not
no,
that
no,
the
okay,
secrets or anything.
Kate,
like,
this is huge.
But I actually felt like it was kind of a huge revelation for me to feel that and to not feel lonely or not feel something of grasping,
yes,
for the presence of the other. I actually had it last night, Jacqueline. I went to text you flailing in the night. I went to text you and I stopped myself and I literally like spoke to God instead. And like,
brilliant, Kate.
Well, and it helped.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
No. I am. Okay. You and me live in our heads, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So we think of ourselves as, oh, we're the ultimate of like, you know, these interior living kind of people, right? We live in our heads. We think we can think our way through everything, et cetera, et cetera. But I don't always realize that you can have an interior chamber, okay? That is a place where like you and yourself can be literally cozy, okay? Now, the way that I define that, like, so my discovery of that as a child, and I feel like because we're talking about micro, this is all like my book, and I'm embarrassed when I'm recounting my own book,
please.
But whatever, who cares, okay? But anyway, like as a child, I'd experienced this thing, a couple things. One was like, we had desks that, you know, you could stick your hands right in, that classic school desk that you can stick your books in.
Yeah.
And like, if you put your hands in, no one can see them. And I used to feel this like cozy feeling, inside the desk about like, almost like I'm going to move my little eraser around in there. Like I'm putting on a little play of puppets. Okay. But like where my pencil is my friend, my eraser is my friend, like even the side of this book is my friend. Okay. And these are little, like no one can see, but I could put on a whole play in here. And then I realized the next level was I don't even need objects that I'm trying to obscure from view. I was like, no one can see inside my mouth. Okay. And so I was like, I can put on a little play with my tongue inside my mouth with my mouth closed. So my mouth is closed and I'm moving my tongue around and they're dancing a little to the right. Try it. Close your mouth.
This is so profound and sweet.
Dance your tongue around in there. Okay. So I was no one can see. And I'm like loving it. And then of course, you know, I guess the next level, you know, as an adult would be to realize that, oh, you could create a place of peace, joy, play, whatever the fuck, you know, joy. I've never, the word has always bothered me, but something, right? Something intriguing,
solidarity can occur
in the interior.
Interior is huge.
And I've been thinking a lot recently. I've been lying there after a gummy.
Yeah.
And by a gummy, I mean four gummies. Okay.
Hey, let the THC gummies do what they do. Yeah.
Okay. My body, it always requires high dose of anything to have an effect. So I'm lying there on my, I guess, Canna. I'm waiting for free bags. Thank you. We'll reach out.
You're what? Okay. Keep going.
Free marijuana gummies.
Oh, God. I got it.
Okay. All right. So I'm lying there and I'm like, oh my God, can you be safe inside of your own interiority from anything? Okay, now I know that it feels a little bit like I'm trying to avoid pain, which, you know, what else?
No, I don't see that there.
But can I go no matter what? So I fear things like I get really upset if I think someone doesn't like me or misunderstands me, right? You know, my intention is this, you interpret it as this. I want to die until I've corrected their imagined perception, you know, which might not even be their perception, right? It haunts me.
The disease of perception, baby. Yeah, okay. Of course.
And that's something that, you know, I try to work through, whatever, and get over. But it's like, it's almost like, okay, what if someone said, I hate you? Okay, like,
I know.
Is there a shield? Like, can I at any moment, or like great pains, like someone I love dies. Okay, like, is there a place where you can almost go like, but I'm safe? Like,
yes, I think that we can cultivate that.
And I don't think it's wrong. I think it's I think it might be the healthy version of dissociation.
It's the life's work. I don't see that as like spiritual bypassing or kind of like thing of like avoiding pain. The pain is inevitable. Suffering is inevitable. We're not put on this earth to not have pain. And so it's like, how can you accept pain, feel pain, embrace pain, walk toward the pain, and yet still have some kind of a inner fortress or inner experience or inner world where you're able to safely have pain? Like that's almost...
Well, it's like identifying with the witness. I mean, this is classic meditation stuff, but it's like there's your thoughts, there's your emotions, there's your body, whatever. Who's experiencing all those? Like who's the thinker behind the thoughts? Who's seeing it all, right? And this is a full circle. This is a full circle because...
To meditation.
Yes, the 20-minute room, okay, that unfortunately I pictured as a blank room, but perhaps I could put a little sofa in.
Mine's dark blue.
Yes, it can be... Well, I mean, one thing relatedly that I thought was huge
and that's so profound. And there's so much, I will say the word joy. There's so much,
yes,
there's so much there. And it's like, again, going back to like our life's work is to become ourselves, right? Or to like, or like to actually, like, what would it be to like actually become myself or extend myself to the furthest reaches of like my desires or my own neuroses or whatever, my own nature, right? The soul, all of this. Like, and by having a little puppet show in your desk, that is a way to, you know, to honor that or to just
It's existence. It's like, it is kind of like between you and God in this way, right?
Yeah.
It's you and you, or you could say it's you and the universe. Like I do exist when alone, you know, I do exist when, and for some reason, I guess for me, it's almost like that. Yeah. That felt like school and other people always felt like just this brutal cold wind, right? Like the second you're in school, it's like the wind of just all, everything and everyone. And like, it was just a way of creating a little space. You know what it was? It was, this is kind of interesting. It's almost like a secret, or doing anything that you're not talking about or you're not sharing with other people literally creates space that they are not aware of, and thus created more space for yourself to exist in, because you've created a bigger world that they can't enter. Like, that's wild. And this is like a huge thing for me. I actually think, and I've been doing a lot of this like path working stuff right now, and a lot of stuff about, you know, creating mental palaces, not for memory. I gave that up years ago. Okay. Not for trying to, you know, mnemonics and whatever. Okay. Masonic palaces in the head. This more is a different thing, but I've become so aware of how we like narrow our interiority to the space of our head. Like, we keep it so small when, of course, the brain is infinite. Yeah. And I think part of the reason it feels so small is because the brain, we experience this little television screen in our head, and we're like, you can only watch one thing at a time almost, right? So it's just coming in and you're in the present, and it's like, no, what if I built out piece by piece my own little mental world, right? Living alone. No, but like, and some of this gets into my like spiritual psychological materialism, okay, where I start to fantasize about like, well, you know, then this does become where it's about avoiding pain in some ways, okay, or preparing for pain, where it's like, well, I need to have a room where I work on my pain, and that room in my head is going to look like this, and it's going to have these quotes hanging on the wall in my head, okay.
I'm permanently preparing myself for like the death of my mother, because I've always been like, when my mom dies, I'm going to kill myself.
Right.
Like, and that's actually something that I'm only now starting to be like, guess what? I won't, you know?
No, I used to feel like we should commit suicide when they go.
And by the way, there's nothing wrong with preparing yourself for the pain to come, or to acknowledge we have suffered, we are suffering, we will suffer. Like, that is like,
that is
the guarantee. That is the truth. And I think via meditation, like, we do have to cultivate these rooms in ourselves because we have to be able to live in here.
Yes.
And also, there are, you know, rooms inside yourself that you've never been that can be so helpful or offer some kind of comfort. And imagine the power. Mm. I mean, that's all anybody wants. It's like, you just want to feel like you're okay. And so it's like, imagine if being like, oh, like, I actually will be okay. Or, wow, I'm...
No, I'm with you. Like,
I just... dropping to my knees in awe.
No, I'm going to work on the interior palace, and I'm going to get very like over the top with it, because I have this whole plan, which I'm going to go outside my home. I was thinking about this yesterday. You know who I am? I'm fucking Toolman Tim. Like, I get an idea and I'm like, okay, we're going to drive it to its extreme. But I was thinking, like, I go out on my sidewalk and I'd like learn my sidewalk. Okay. Like, to a point of like, I know it so well. I know every lamp. And then I was going to hang things. Okay. Along my journey. So I could always go on that walk alone in my head. In addition to outside, whatever.
Hanging the lamps is beautiful.
Doesn't it sound great? Hanging like a little, and then you could take the walk and see the things that you love.
Hey, and by the way, sometimes you can only, if you can hang a lamp, can be a slow process, but imagine then the path that in your life you can maintain or cultivate.
No, it's like no one builds a palace in their mind when you could. We build palaces, like ramshackle palaces of hell. Okay, like cobbled together from one trauma to the next.
Yes.
And it's like, what if we used our creative visualization abilities to create something more pleasing for ourselves? And then we could also do it and we could meet on the astral plane and visit each other's palaces, which would be heaven. Hell
okay,
yeah.
Great.
All right,
okay,
we got to get out of here. I got
really
things
needed
to
this
do.
Today. I love
and by
you.
Things to do, I mean take walks inside my brain.
I want to meditate right now.
All right. Bye. Enjoy yourself, folks.
That was Poog. If you enjoyed Poog, please subscribe, rate, and review. If not, we will press charges.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Diamonds Direct has done it again. This month only, get ready for an offer you can't resist. Buy a natural diamond engagement ring of 1 carat plus and receive a free natural 1 carat diamond tennis bracelet valued at $2,000. That's right, a stunning diamond tennis bracelet at no extra cost. Imagine giving her the ring of her dreams and her wedding gift all at once. So hurry into Diamonds Direct. Your chance to get a free tennis bracelet will not last long. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.